From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. is sending 560 more troops to Iraq to bolster the fight to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter made the announcement Monday in Baghdad, where he is also reaffirming the U.S. support for the Iraqi forces.
We will continue to support you, and I look forward to welcoming you finally to Washington the week after next. And all of the defense ministers of the Counter-ISIL Coalition will meet, and we can talk about how we can all do more to accelerate the defeat of ISIL.
A senior U.S. defense official says the Iraqi forces' recent seizure of the Qiyara air base near Mosul marked the completion of the coalition's first 100 plays toward defeating the Islamic State. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has ordered a halt of days of fighting between the government and rebel forces that has killed at least 150 people and raised fears the country is sinking back into civil war. Kiir is ordering both sides to stop fighting at 6 p.m. local time in Juba. It was not immediately clear if troops loyal to President Kiir and first vice president and former rebel leader Riek Machar will heed the president's order. Fighting raged for a fifth day across Juba on Monday, hours after the U.N. Security Council called on leaders in South Sudan to control their rival forces and warned that ongoing attacks on civilians and U.N. facilities may constitute war crimes. This is VOA News. The Dallas police chief is appealing to the public and authorities for assistance as his department tries to recover from the hate-filled killing of five police officers and the wounding of nearly a dozen others.